Well, as you're well aware, we have a special connection with you here in Louisville.
I'm well aware.
I'm just a couple of blocks south of what used to be King's Record Shop. Unfortunately, it's something else now. I think a hotel. The storefront's featured, of course, on your album of the same name, and you write about it in your book. Now, let me ask you, did you know about the store ahead of time, or was it a photo you saw of it that inspired the cover?
I didn't know about the store, but Hank DeVito, who's a friend and musician and photographer, had taken a photograph of King's Record Shop, and he had hand-tinted it. I was over at his house, and I saw it. I said, wow, will you photograph me in front of that store for my album cover? And then that I went to Louisville, and that was the first time I saw it in person.
Wow. So you didn't actually pose in front of the store, but you obviously came to visit.
Yes, I posed in front of a doorway that was similar, and Hank put me in the photograph he had already taken because it was already hand-tinted. He had put so much work in it. This was very early in the photoshopping days, so, you know, yeah. He did an amazing job. But then, of course, I had to see King's Record Shop, so I went to Louisville.
And the record, of course, very successful, and it also won a Grammy for Best Art Direction, right?
It did. Wow, not very many people know that, but yes, it won a Grammy for Best Art. Oh, I wrote that in my book.
You did. Let's talk about Composed, a memoir, now out on paperback. It's been a year or so since it was published. You talk honestly about a lot of things, being the daughter of Johnny Cash, of course, dealing with a divorce, including his and your own, and death of family members and your own health scares. How have people around you reacted to it?
You know, better than I could have ever dreamed. It got really wonderful reviews. It did go on the New York Times bestseller list. And people seem to connect to it, and I just couldn't be more proud, you know. And I've done a bunch of these book events where I go around and do questions and answers, and it's just been a whole new way to connect, and I love that.
Anything you wish you, now with hindsight, you'd included or left out?
Well, it's a 250-page book, and I'm 56 years old, so there's a lot I left out. But, you know, there's always volume two.
Right. Now, you talk about this major brain surgery you had a few years ago. I guess there's no minor brain surgery. But have you heard from others who have had the same or similar condition?
I have, even though it's a fairly rare condition. Once in a while, I hear from someone who had the same problem. It's a structural problem in the brain, and, you know, it's tough. It's tough to recover from.
There's a golfer here in Kentucky, J.B. Holmes, who I just noticed, having read your book, and I read an article about him that had the same condition. He just had surgery a couple of weeks ago and is doing well.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Tell him not to get discouraged. It's a long road, but it's worth it.
How are you doing now?
Well, you know, I still get headaches, particularly if there's a storm coming. Oh, my gosh. I'm like a, you know, freak weather vane. But I'm doing much, much better than I was. It's taken a while, but I'm doing great.
Well, I really like some of the little vignettes in your book. The one that struck me was, I don't want to give away too many of the goodies for those who haven't read it, but the time your dad asked you, and this is later in his life, several times to perform a song with him on stage, but you were irritated with him for some reason, kept saying no. And then one time he asked you one last time, and you said, no, I don't want to. And then you got the way his back looked to you a certain way, and you relented.
Yeah, that was a very poignant moment in my life, and I think in the book as well when I tell about it. But it was, as he turned, the look of his back, it hit me how many times I had seen him from that angle on stage, from sitting in the wings. And it just filled me with this compassion and love and understanding of how important that was to him. And so I said, yes, Dad, I'll do it. And it was Carnegie Hall. It wasn't just any stage.
Right.
Carnegie Hall. So it was an incredible moment.
And we can all relate to that, I think, on some level with dealing with parents.
Yes. You know, that's been the part that's really been gratifying and wonderful, is we're the same. We lose parents, we lose people, we go through mourning, the artifacts of their lives become very important to us. This is universal.
PBS has been rerunning these American Masters about musical artists, and I've seen Johnny Cash pop up on a couple of these. One, he was at a piano with Bob Dylan singing an old Hank Williams song.
Yeah.
And then there was another one on Merle Haggard, and he talked a lot about how your dad inspired him and to pursue his musical career. So
mm-hmm. I've seen both of those, yeah. And, it's sometimes hard for me to watch, you know. If I'm not in a certain frame of mind where I can just see it objectively, but it's like seeing a home movie of your parent once you've lost them. It can be very painful.
Are any of your children pursuing music careers?
My daughter Chelsea Crowell is, and in fact, her second record is just coming out, and she's about to embark on a 2-month tour in Europe. And she is a great songwriter, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, you must be very proud.
I am very proud.
Do you have concerns, some reservations about her entering the business?
Well, of course. I mean, this is a business that eats its own young. It's very difficult. It's a difficult life, and it's a ruthless business. And, I kind of ache for her, but she's got to find her own way. And this is her passion. This is what she does. She's a musician, so... what can you say? Don't do it. No, she's got to follow it.
You write a lot, of course, about your early days in the music business. Your dad taught you a lot, but you've also said that you've learned a lot from Helen Carter of the Carter family.
Yes, my stepmother June's sister, Helen Carter, who really put in the time teaching me guitar and teaching me the Carter family songs, and that was. What a gift that was, and an education to sit in the dressing room when my dad was on stage every night and have Helen teach me songs. It was changed my life.
You also mentioned in the book that you took up painting a number of years ago as sort of a compliment to your songwriting and musicianship. Do you still do that?
No. As you get older, it seems like your focus has to narrow. You don't have time to do everything. I'm not going to take up ballet, and I'm not painting right now. I'm just writing, performing, writing books, prose, songs. It's a lot. And raising I have one child still at home, so, I've got a full life.
You're doing a bit of a mix these days of book and concert tour.
Yeah, it's fun. I like mixing it up like that. And I really enjoy question and answer when I do the book events. I like connecting in that way.
Well, here in Louisville, you'll be interviewed by Nick Spitzer of the American Roots Public Radio Program at the Kentucky Author Forum. You're in some elite company here. We've had Madeleine Albright, Hillary Clinton, Malcolm Gladwell, Wynton Marsalis, John Glenn, just to name a few of the interviewees.
Well, I'm honored. I've done quite a lot of them since the book came out last year, and it's been tremendously enjoyable. It's a very civilized world.
Yes.
More civilized than the music business.
Well, what's on the horizon for you musically? Any new material on the horizon?
Absolutely. I'm almost finished writing a new record, which T-Bone Burnett is going to produce. So we're trying to organize the musician schedule to be able to start in November. If not, then we'll start in January. But I'm really looking forward to that. I've known T-Bone for, 25 years, and this is the first time he's going to produce me, so I'm excited.
Roseanne Cash is coming to Louisville for the Kentucky Author Forum. She'll be interviewed by American Roots host Nick Spitzer. Roseanne, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.